Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Old Testament lesson this morning in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, where it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?'" Have you ever felt like a bag of bones? Lifeless? Empty? Alone? Today's Old Testament lesson tells us a story about dry bones, but it's also a story about how we can be made alive again by God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can revive you daily. He can resurrect you daily. Does that sound like something you want? This word from the prophet Ezekiel is actually a prophetic vision of how God will resurrect the children of Israel from the grave of bondage to the people of Babylon. And notice how this scene builds up. God takes Ezekiel to the middle of a valley covered with bones. They are dry. They've been there a long time. And into this scene of utter hopelessness, God speaks a word of hope. He promises that his people will rise again. But this resurrection will happen only by the word of the Lord, by the power of God speaking this into existence. The Lord can do the same in your life today. But sometimes it's so hard for us to see. A man lies on a hospital bed. "I feel so useless," he says. "I feel cut off from reality here." Do you feel like that man? A woman says, "My children are grown. I spend many hours by myself. What's the purpose of my life now?" Are you that woman? A young person says, "I'm not sure who I am or what to do with my life. Where am I going? Do my friends really like me, or do they just say that?" Do you feel like that? A parent says, "I have no time for myself. Life is the same thing day after day. I had such different hopes and dreams for my future. My life is busy, but empty." Can you relate? Are you a bag of bones? Dry, lifeless, dead inside? Are you cut off from life as it was meant to be? God's Word has an answer for these things. God's Word tells you and me that it is time to get real with God. It's time to admit that we have failed to see God as our true source of life. Failed to trust Him as much as we trust ourselves. And I'm convinced that this is one of our greatest problems. We would rather do things our way and stay dry and lifeless than humble ourselves, repent, and do things God's way. Nevertheless, God promises, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is discoverable. He wants you to be open to Him. He wants to turn your dry bones into living flesh. How does He do that? He does that when we make use of God's Word. A little girl once picked up a dust-covered Bible that was sitting on the coffee table in the family room. "Mommy, whose book is this?" she said. "Oh, it's God's book," the mother said in very religious tones. "Well," the girl replied, "we better send it back to Him because we're not using it." Ouch. Maybe we ought to start leaving our Bibles open at home so that we actually pick it up and see what's there. Or if that's not your style, there are countless audio Bibles you can listen to just about anywhere. The point is, you have to find a way to feed yourself God's Word. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. It puts spiritual muscle on your bones and breathes joy into a spirit that's sagging. But it's not going to happen magically. You've got to pick it up and do it. It's like preparing a good meal. There's some work and preparation involved. Because the food's not just going to show up on your plate ready to go. But when you start the process, you learn to enjoy it, especially when you get to taste the final product. If that's true of food that comes out of your kitchen, it's even more true of the spiritual food that comes from the Bible. It's the food that gives and sustains the gift of faith. The Holy Spirit turns dry bones into living flesh when you remember what God did for you in holy baptism. Now, you may not be able to remember your baptism. I sure don't. But remembering that you are baptized can make all the difference in the world. Baptism established your identity with God. It forged a powerful link between you and Jesus, and now He shares everything with you. His suffering and death, His resurrection, His victorious life, it all applies to you. Baptism created that bond. What better thing to revive dry bones than the promises of baptism? And still there's more. The Holy Spirit resurrects dry bones when we gather around the table of our Lord Jesus. Jesus hosts a meal that breathes life into our souls. With the bread and wine, the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross reaches through time and touches you. His suffering and death forgives you completely of every sin. Knowing what is offered here at the Lord's Supper, at the Lord's table, how could we possibly stay away? Years ago, a ship on the ocean was in distress because its supply of fresh water had run out. And the crew started to imagine a horrible death from dehydration, ironically with water all around them. When hope was almost gone, they saw a ship approaching and they hoisted distress signals. And the answer that they got back was, "Dip it up." Dip it up? Was this some kind of cruel joke? They signaled again and they got back the same answer. And finally, in despair, they lowered a bucket And to their amazement, when they brought it back up, it was fresh water. The sailors overlooked the fact that they were at the mouth of the Amazon River, whose fresh water flows far out to sea. God's fresh water is always there in His Word. It is always there in baptism's power. It is always there in the bread and wine of communion. Why despair? Dip it up. Fill your bucket. Isn't that what we're doing here? Isn't that why Jesus established a thing called church on earth? We're here because this is where Jesus fills your bucket. This is the mouth of the river of God's fresh forgiveness, and we need it so badly. We need to keep dipping it up until the time when all of God's promises come true. And we have a picture of that time in Ezekiel's vision, a time when dead bones will rise from their graves, a time when the power of Jesus' resurrection will sweep through every cemetery and mausoleum, uniting souls with bodies again, a time that goes beyond time, in which His faithful people will enjoy His new creation without end. We get closer to that time with each passing day. By God's gracious choice and the actions Jesus took, you will be included in this forever life. Your bones need not be dry. The Spirit of God is here. This is the mouth of the river, the source of life with Jesus. Get your bucket ready. Let's pray. Father, we come here today to be revived. Your Holy Spirit can do it, and He will do it, by reminding us of all of our connections to Jesus, Your Son, our Savior, our Lord, our King, who gives Himself to us here in the preaching of the Word, in our gathering around the Word, having it in our minds and hearts, and especially as we come to Your table today to receive Jesus in His fullness. Lord, we are here. Revive us. Put muscle back on our bones, that we may walk with You and serve You. In Your most powerful name we ask it. Amen.